Welcome to the Automated Daily AI News Edition, the podcast created by Generative AI. Today is May 4th, 2024, and we have a fascinating lineup of stories from the world of artificial intelligence, technology, and beyond. From advancements in AI methodologies to significant investments in data centers, and even a peek into the legal challenges facing AI companies, we've got it all covered. Let's dive into today's top stories. First up, let's talk about a groundbreaking methodology called ASAM, designed to enhance the performance of the Segment Anything model, or SAM, without altering its architecture. Developed by researchers Bo Li, Hauke Xiao, and Liv Tang, ASAM uses adversarial examples to fine-tune SAM, leading to improved performance across various segmentation tasks. This method not only maintains the photorealism of images, but also aligns perfectly with original mask annotations. Their findings, published on ArcSieve, demonstrate ASAM's superiority over other tuning methods, marking a significant step forward in computer vision technology. Switching gears to the world of document understanding, the InstructDoc dataset has been introduced, aiming to revolutionize visual document understanding. Hosted on GitHub by NTT MDLab NLP, this dataset facilitates zero-shot generalization across diverse VDU tasks. It's a treasure trove for developers and researchers looking to push the boundaries of how machines interpret visual documents. In corporate news, Meta Platforms is making a hefty investment of $800 million to construct a new data center in Montgomery, Alabama. This facility, spanning 715,000 square feet, will not only bolster Meta's infrastructure, but also create 100 jobs, emphasizing the company's commitment to sustainability and community development. On the legal front, eight major U.S. newspapers, including the New York Daily News and Chicago Tribune, are taking on giants like OpenAI and Microsoft. They filed a lawsuit alleging copyright infringement, accusing these companies of using their articles to train AI models without proper authorization. This case could set a precedent for how content creators are compensated in the digital age. Turning our attention to the realm of sound technology, a new method called full-frequency dynamic convolution, or FFD-conv, is making waves. This technique, which tailors frequency kernels for each band, has shown promising results in enhancing sound event detection, outperforming traditional methods, and offering a new tool for audio analysis. In AI hardware advancements, a comprehensive survey has shed light on model quantization and hardware acceleration for vision transformers. By reducing computational demands, this approach makes it feasible to deploy advanced vision technologies on devices with limited resources, paving the way for more accessible AI applications. Lastly, let's touch on a creative use of AI in content creation. An individual has successfully launched a YouTube channel that automatically posts book summaries using open-source AI tools and Python scripts. This venture not only highlights the capabilities of AI in content generation, but also opens up discussions about the creative potential and limitations of these technologies. That wraps up today's episode of the Automated Daily AI News Edition. Remember, you can find links to all the stories we discussed today in the episode notes. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time with more updates from the ever-evolving world of artificial intelligence.